When you look at this Patriots offense, what's the most impressive thing that you've seen?
Well, you always like to play against a team that has one threat because you know that you can take that threat out and then you can pretty much, you know, handle everything else. And that makes it a lot easier on the defense. I think the thing that's different with the Patriots, they have threats all over the field that can take over the game. I mean, I'm sure everybody says the same thing, but, you know, it's not just West out there. It's the tight ends. Both tight ends have been playing, you know, really well this year. And they've got other receivers in Branch and Chad and Edelman, all these guys that have made plays throughout the year and throughout their career. So they got a lot of experience and they got a lot of talent out there, and Brady makes it go.
Your coach spoke with us earlier about how you're being asked to do a lot more than you were in Oakland. Could you talk about some of the things you're asked to do now that are different than what you dealt with in Oakland?
Well, in Oakland, you know, obviously it was just, you know, you line up on that guy and take him out of the game. So that's where your study was. That's where, you know, all your focus was. Now we've got, there are different matchup issues that can happen all over the field, especially with the short off season that we had. You know, there are places that we've needed to fill in, you know, with that lack of time. And so when we get these matchup issues, you know, we might take advantage of it, whether it's a tight end or even a back sometimes, like in the Chicago game when we played Forte. You know, there will be times when I would, you know, line up with him. So it just depends. And even as I'm lining up, it's not like you're just lining up and you play a man. There's different packages and different coverages and all sorts of things that are going on. And I pretty much played, you know, all those positions in the defense at one point, whether it's a linebacker, a corner, a nickel, dime, free safety, strong. I mean, so, you know, it's been the biggest challenge, just figuring out what my responsibility is based off the position that I'm playing. And it's gotten better as it, you know, obviously as the season's gone.
Is it fair to say then that part of your challenge has just been getting to the point where you're just playing as opposed to thinking and playing?
Yeah, that was definitely part of the challenge early. I mean, obviously, just being a football player, you have instincts that you can just go off of, you know, regardless of what position you're in. But, you know, based off the coverages and the different things that we're doing, you know, that was the early challenge, was, you know, trying to be able to understand, you know, how you fit based off of that particular scheme or that particular coverage, and if you can just playing, you know, and not having to think about it. You know, obviously those things all get, you know, taken out during your mini camps and your training camps, you know, but we're, you know, it was kind of early on, it was one of those things where you just learn as you go with it.
People have said, why not just simplify it and let Nnamdi do what he did in Oakland, just line up on one guy and take him out of the game to kind of get you more comfortable? Is it more complicated than just that?
Yeah, it is, because you got to see how the rest of the defense works. You know, I could easily do that, you know, and I could easily just be told to go take this guy, but then everybody else has to fit in to that as well, you know, and so it won't necessarily happen that way. So it's kind of like you can't just, you know, do it for one guy. You got to make sure that the whole defense can adapt if that's your plan, and, you know, so it hasn't been something that we've definitely gone to, because, you know, we have, you know, there are guys that are used to doing what they've done, you know, for years, so you're not necessarily going to get into that sort of moving around type of thing. So, you know, we've had to figure it out based off that.
When you first heard the term dream team, what did you think? Did you sort of maybe realize the media firestorm that would come with just that term itself?
No, I didn't. I didn't. And I didn't think anything of it, you know, when I first heard it. I just thought, you know, it was just Vince just talking about, you know, how he felt and how he was excited, you know, like a dream come true or, you know, something like that. You learn very quickly how things can get spun. I mean, I think we all got a lesson in that after that statement he made, because then it was, then it turned into us just being cocky and us being overconfident and saying just way too much and yada, 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 which we were never doing, you know. So it was interesting. But no, I never took it like that when he said that, you know. Mm-hmm. I just thought he was saying it was like, you know, one of his, this is something he's always looked forward to, or he's happy to be in this situation, you know.
Has that been annoying this year, just that itself?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of... People always try to bring it up, you know, or always try to say something that has the word dream in it or something like that. You always got to watch what you're saying because, you know, even if you say, oh, this is, you know, it's been our dream to be in this type of situation, then, you know, someone's going to run with that. So I guess, yeah, that's been the annoying thing. You just want to be able to speak freely. But you know, as Vince was just trying to do, you can see how that can be taken the wrong way and then put on the shoulders of everybody.
Of your six losses, five, I believe, have been by less than a touchdown. Frustration, disappointment, which is the greater emotion?
I think they're equal. I think they're equal. It just depends. Of, you know, disappointment might come first. Frustration might come first. It just depends on, you know, how the game went in particular that day. But frustration and disappointment are, that's exactly how you would phrase it, you know, especially having those losses come by, you know, like you said, less than a touchdown each game, you know. So we know that we're, but it's also encouraging, you know, besides the frustration and disappointment, you know that you're a good team, you know, that just needs to, you know, kind of finish out what you start, you know, and that's what makes teams great, you know, being able to finish what they start. But, it, you know, it's not, it keeps it from making us feel like we're in a lose-lose situation, you know, we have no ability, we're not even in games, you know, there's still some encouragement there.
Why, with all of the talent that you guys have, has it not worked to this point?
Has it not worked? Meaning, why are we not undefeated?
No, I mean, you're 4-6. You're fighting to get back to 500 and for a playoff spot. I mean, it's, I think whether it was fair or not, everybody else outside of Philadelphia had huge expectations for you guys, and you know, you're 4-6.
Yeah, I mean, I think there can be a lot of reasons for that. I mean, I don't know, you know, if there's other teams or other instances that you can think of, but, you know, we knew from the start that things don't happen overnight. We knew that the expectations were going to be great, and it was going to be, you know, assumed that, you know, we would be undefeated. But we knew there was some work to be done. You know, everybody was new. Everybody was learning. Coaches included, and we just had to be real with ourselves. You know, I think it becomes a bigger issue when you think about what the expectations have been, and rightfully so. But we try to keep it in perspective, you know, between what those expectations have been and what the reality of the situation is, and that's, you know, that we have to. When you bring a team together, you have to build them. You know, the team has to build, and there has to be chemistry, and they have to gel before things start to happen. You can't just play you think you can just play with, you know, what people would call an all-star team or something like that, and you should just win every game, but not everybody's got to be on the same page. I mean, you've seen teams over the years win many games and even Super Bowls without the most talented players, you know, but those same teams have been in the same system for, you know, 4 or 5 years. There was a growth period that, you know, and it finally clicked for them, you know, so pretty much what we've been hoping for and experiencing at that moment when it just clicks, and which has happened, you know, in several games this year, but just has to happen, you know, for the entire game, and we gotta make it happen every game, if you know what I mean.
I hope that didn't come across as disrespectful. That wasn't my intent.
No. I understand, and I didn't take it that way. It's just, you know, I just understand how, you know, once Vince said that, everybody was like, okay, you know, all of a sudden this has to be, you know, the undefeated year, you know, and so I understand where the question would come from. I just know that it's on the inside. There has been a process of learning and of gelling that, you know, people on the outside won't really think has to happen or won't really even think about at any time, you know, but that it's a process that we've gone through.
You see your offense every day. You practice against your offense. What is the challenge of defending against Michael Vick and Vince Young, since, you know, they can run or they just can move all around so much looking for an open guy? What is the challenge when you face a quarterback like that?
I think you're kind of limited in the coverages that you want to do, especially if he can throw and run. You know, if he can throw, then you don't really want to be in as many zones, and then he'll find those guys that are wide open, you know, in the zone. And if you want to play man, there's a lot of guys with their backs turned to the quarterback because he's got legs and he can take off running. So, I mean, it poses a lot of problems for a defensive coordinator. You got to figure out what the best way is to stop a team that has a running quarterback. And defenses don't really want to play against those guys.
What have your impressions been of a guy we know well up here, Asante Samuel?
Oh, he's a funny guy. I don't know how he was when he was over there with you guys, but, you know, here he's just been loud and just been, you know, the guy that's always running around, you know, yelling something or doing something where everyone's watching him and stuff like that. It's fun, you know, being around him. And he's a guy that likes to help out and give his experience in any, you know, situation that he's in. So, and I like playing with him a lot. You know, I've liked him since, you know, for as long as I've known him. You know, I met him at an All-Star game 1 year in Hawaii, and, you know, we just talked there and didn't know that we'd be playing, you know, a few years later. But, you know, it's good. I like